Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 17, we were taught that when we answer the call of God, God will provide us with all that we need to do His will. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, we see the stories laid out here for David and what the situation is. David has been sent by his father. He had been the harp player for King Saul. But when the wars get fighting that time of war, he goes back to his dad's house to tend the sheep. But Jesse's three oldest sons have joined the army. So Jesse calls David from the sheep to send him out to both bless his brothers, Jesse's sons, and to see how they're doing. Now, you may be settled down and content with your ministry when God calls you to the war. Matter of fact, God may close the door on your present ministry to open a door in a new ministry. You know, when God shuts a door, no man can open it. When God opens a door, no man can shut it. You just follow God's leading. Sometimes we see people who say, "Well, I wish God called me to the mission field or some full-time ministry." Well, I think of the Apostle Paul. He was called from Antioch. But he was content serving God there. If you're not content where you are serving God, neither will you be in a new situation after the newness wears off. Learn to not only serve God where you are, but learn to be full of joy while you are doing it. I hope that sinks in with you. You know, sometimes it's like a new car. You buy a new car, boy, that first 6 months or so, you're so proud of it. But then you get used to it. You give it a couple of years, and then you're ready to get another car. You don't have that same excitement anymore. So many people are like that with the ministry, looking for a thrill for their sensual nature rather than their personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the joy of the Lord. Now, it'll be glorious to men when David slays the giant or he takes over as king. But when we read Psalm 23, do we realize that it was written while David was tending sheep? Yet, that's what will last much longer than world popularity. I believe David learned that whatsoever state I am, to therewith be content. Ephesians 4:11. Jesse loads up David and sends him out. God our Father will equip us for the work. But he calls us first. David did not have the corn, the loaves, and the cheeses while he was tending the sheep. But after David answers the call of his father, then his father supplied him. My wife was 23 years old. I was 22 when our first child was born. Now, don't tell her I told you all that. You'll have me in trouble. But she thought, you know, we're getting old, we need to have kids. I thought, but we can't afford a kid right now. Now, probably of the two, I was right, we couldn't afford it. But if you wait till you can afford one, you'll never have children. Now, if you don't answer the Father's call because you don't think you have all that is necessary, you'll never do it. And to be quite honest with you, you do not have what is necessary. And if you think you do, then God's going to have to humble you until you know that you don't. Your work for Christ is of His supernatural power, not yours. It's of His supply, and not yours. Now, David's story is our story. We may not know what we're going to face, but the Father will equip us for it. Most missionaries and pastors, now retired, would tell you, if they knew ahead of time what they would go through, they might have been tempted not to go. Very mightily tempted not to go. Well, David did not know a giant was there when he left to take that to his brothers in the army. And maybe that was best. He didn't allow the situation when he arrived make him leave. Now, I know what it is to be in a situation where you think God has called you and you get there and you think, boy, was I so mistaken. But yet, you know, I'd think back and say, wait a minute, do I know the voice of God in my heart or not? When you realize it was His call, then you realize God didn't call me to a road of leisure and easy going. This life is called a warfare. And so, don't ever run just because you don't like the situation when you arrive. It might be God's will for you to be there. When David arrives, then, he immediately is introduced to the situation. And David arrives as the armies are getting ready, setting up the battle lines for the battle. Goliath comes out threatening, and the men of Israel flee and they shake. They were faint-hearted. Taking a stand for Jesus is not for faint-hearted Christians who cower and don't want to rebuke the world from its home and turf. Just like these Jews would not rebuke the Philistines from the land. They were filled with fear and compromise. Obviously, David asked about what's going on. And in verse 25, he does not ask, but there's a question there that seems to not be recorded because he's given an answer, although he hasn't asked the question yet. So he asks again in verses 26 and verse 30. Now, why would you ask three times? Well, his father sent him to three brethren to see how they fared. And so, he's there, he's finding out how they fare. So he's got to ask the questions. Never lose sight of the call. Boy, things can be going on and get your eyes and sight off the call and the goal of the ministry. What God has called you to do, don't allow it to happen. Every one of us who are saved, whether you're a preacher, a missionary, or the man in the pew, we know this. Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Yes. His will is for us to witness the gospel wherever He takes us in this world, whether we just stay at the place where we were born and we spend our entire life there, we're supposed to be His witness. We know in Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You know, so many times people read Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And we stop. Don't stop there. The next verse is important. It's right in the same context. For we are His workmanship. See, it's not our works, because we boast. We're His workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has already decided the works that we should do. When you decide, well, I'll do this for the Lord, but I won't do that, and I would do this, but not that, then you're on the throne of your heart. You need to get off there and let the Lord sit there. and do what he says that you can do and what he's going to help you to do. Don't expect his power if you're going to get outside the will of God. Now, he is told that the king will give the man who kills the giant great riches, his daughter, and will make his father's house free in Israel. What does that mean, make his father's house free in Israel? That means his father would not have to pay taxes, and their family would no longer pay taxes. Now, my friend, the older I get, that last reward has more incentive than the daughter or the great riches, okay? And so I would I'd like that. And David has all three promised if whoever kills this giant, that's what's going to him and he's told about. Well, David is trying to understand. This guy out there is uncircumcised, and he is defying God. And you mean they will actually reward the guy that gets rid of this man? Now, David's attitude is, look, he's attacked my God. I'm mad. I'm ready to fight him now. I don't need those things. Well, David resents this Goliath. He has mocked the armies of God and invaded God's land. Now, it ought to make us angry when sin seeks to enter our doors of our homes and our churches and conform us to the world instead of his holiness. When TV sitcoms, news magazine, make fun of our fundamental Bible-believing godly standards, it's not only witnessing for Satan, it is mocking you as much as Goliath was mocking Israel, as much as Goliath was mocking God. And the problem is, too often Christians sit in their homes and let this stuff come into their TV, magazines, internet, and so many other ways to mock them and their God. And that takes us to the sarcastic and sad. His brother is angry. Do we read that the Philistines are angry at David's words? No. A preacher preaches against sin, and it's often people in the church who name that precious name of Christ and call themselves saved, they get mad. You're going to offend our unsaved friends if you preach against sin. I was told of a church that had one of these programs that helped people that are hooked on alcohol, drugs, and so forth like that. And preacher saying, we need to back off on preaching against sin because it makes these people feel so bad, and we need to stop that. And I'm saying, wait a minute. If a man is a new creature in Christ and the old things have passed away, it shouldn't make him feel bad. It ought to make him feel great that God delivered him. And that's the devil's counsel that tries to get you to let up on preaching the word and speaking it as it is to men as they are.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.